Jason Isbell was not an original member of the Southern rock band The Drive-By Truckers. He joined after their breakthrough Southern rock opera disc. He chose to leave the band earlier this year and released the solo album he'd been working on in Muscle Shoals in July. Jason's split was announced by Patterson Hood of the Truckers on their website in a very amicable post. And I started our interview by asking Jason what his side of the story of their split was.
It would be great. It would be great for me to tell what happened.
Okay.
It'd be awesome, wouldn't it? No, nothing happened. It's really not that big a deal. We just decided that we didn't want to play with each other anymore. That's pretty much all that happened. You know, if it's a question of why did that happen, you know, just get in a house trailer with your 8 closest friends and stay in there about 300 days a year.
And I understand part of that was you liking that house trailer. You liking to be on the road.
I like to be on the road, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think they like to be on the road too, but they also have families, which I don't have. So, you know, it was important to them to get enough time at home with their kids, and I'm not going to ask them not to do that, you know, and they're not going to ask me to sit at home and twiddle my thumbs while they're you know, playing with their kids or whatever.
What about the time frame of making this album?
It's been a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that the writing back even before that? I heard 4 years at one point. Is that
maybe so. It doesn't seem like 4 years, but it probably has been that long. You know, considering the amount of touring we were doing, I didn't get any time really to go in there and block off and record. I had to go when I could. That made it difficult production-wise because you still want it to sound like a single project and a finished record and not a career spanning, you know. I mean,
right.
If you think about it, 4 years is over half the time Creedence was together, you know.
Well, there's one that you were warming up on that has some of the oldest changes in the book on it, and you make them new, which is Hurricanes and Hand Grenades.
Right,
And it's also a song where it finds you on the road. I was wondering if you could do that to start off with.
Yes, I can. No problem. Thank you.
get you off my mind, but I'm a new way, and I got a show to play in Birmingham tonight. I'm a new way, and I got a show to play.
Hurricanes and Hand Grenades. It's one that's on Jason Isbell's solo album called Sirens of the Ditch. And good song. Good song indeed.
Thank you.
You're sitting there and you're wearing a t-shirt from a great studio, Stax.
Yes.
In Memphis. And you grew up in Muscle Shoals. Were your parents musicians?
No, not at all. Just about everybody else in my family was, but neither one of my parents could play anything but the radio, really.
Working musicians or just play for...
Some were working musicians, some just did it as a hobby. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there were a great number of both.
Well, I understand the folks in this room are all from around the area. Who's playing with you tonight?
I've got Ryan Tillery on the drums, and he's from that area. He lives in Decatur now, but he's from the same spot as we are. And Jimbo Hart plays the bass guitar, and he and I live together in Sheffield. And Broen Lawler plays the guitar. He lives over in Florence. And Derry DeBorja is playing keyboards with us. He lives in Baltimore. He normally plays with Sunvolt, but they're off this month, so he's out with us.
Well, it's great to have, you know, it's not three guitars, but it's two great guitarists and a keyboard player. So
it's not quite three guitars. I had enough three guitars for a while.
Jason Isbell is our guest, and he's got a new solo album. What's next?
What's next? Let's see. Let's do Chicago Promenade. That's on that record. My door is locked, my debts are paid. I'll do the Chicago promenade. My back was turned, I did not see that shadow climbing up on me. And I took my turn in fixing hearts. That goes bad before it starts. And I'm desperate now, I must say, but I'll do the Chicago promenade. If I die now before I'm old, my story will be less than told. There's so much more to suffer through before I meet again with you. And I've tried so hard, and I've been so blind. I thought we could all grieve one at a time. I think of him on New Year's Day, and I'll do the Chicago promenade. We'll be right back.
at Chicago Promenade. Another one from Jason Isbell is playing live for us. Who's that song about?
It's about my granddad. He died right before we went to play Farm Aid in Pittsburgh. I guess it was 2002, maybe, when it was up in Burgettstown. I think it was 02. And I wasn't there when he passed. I was on my way to do the Farm Aid thing. And then we came home after that and wound up going up to Chicago to play for New Year's. And I mean, it's about a lot of things, but he's in there for sure.
Mm. Your songs have incredible lyrical detail that have real emotional impact with them. You weren't there. Is it better for you to kind of conjure those details, or do you have to see them?
You know, I don't know which way works better. I know if I do see them, it takes a little bit of time for me to process them. You know, it's like the Wordsworth moment of tranquility. You know, you need to be able to look back on it. If not, if it's something that I'm conjuring up in my head, I guess it depends on how strong I imagine it.
Do songs come in a rush, or is it like that moment of tranquility you talk about? Does it have to have that in there?
You know, there's a process, and you get better at it the more you work on it. Some of them, you know, some people say the best ones. I don't know about the best ones, but the ones that songwriters usually like the most of their own songs are the ones where you just kind of hang on to the pen. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense because then they don't have to do a whole lot of work. And songwriters aren't necessarily known for being diligent. But I don't know. I don't know what's better. I know it's more fun if they come quickly. But it's a craft. I mean, Leonard Cohen spends months and months and stacks of notebooks. And, you know, you can't really argue with his songs.
Nope. And I've heard a lot of songwriters say, oh, it's a visitation. You know, it comes, there it is. I don't know what's, something's holding my hand.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it gets you. Sometimes you can kind of, you feel it coming and you just have to be there and hang on. But it is a craft.
Well, some of your best songs, things like Outfit and I would put Dress Blues up there as one of them, has a lot of just incredible detail in them.
Thanks.
Could you do Dress Blues? I'm assuming this is another one that has a real person connected to it.
It does, yes. Matthew Conley is the fellow that this song's about. He went to high school with me. And he was quite a bit younger than me. I didn't know him too awful well, but when he got out of high school, he went overseas and got killed by a roadside bomb over there. He was a Marine, and he didn't make it back home. And pretty much that one is one of those that just came really quickly because the story was there, sadly enough. You know, the story was always was already pretty much laid out in order, and I just kind of tried to tell it the way I knew of it happening.
Home in a week. too, we celebrate you in a bar or tent by the creek. Baby, what just about be here? Your very last tour would be up. You won't be back. They're all dressing in black, drinking sweet.
Our guest on the cafe today is Jason Isbell, and that's Dress Blues, another very, very fine song from Sirens of the Ditch, the new album, the solo album, the one that's been taking a while, and we're glad it's here. Jason, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.